Ready to resume? It's 12:17.
Oh, microphone's on.
12:17, we're gonna reconvene. Bringing us on to item number 21. This discussion for possible action, workshop to review and to provide direction to county staff on potential reorganization of and or addition to certain county departments to facilitate business recruitment and retention methods, including interagency coordination, workforce development, transportation and infrastructure development, access grants and other resources and other methods to new and existing businesses throughout Story County. Austin?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Hubbard for the record. So we talked a little bit earlier. We spent a long time, I think, in this county talking about how we want to approach economic development and what we want economic development to include. And as I talked about with some changes in community development, we saw an opportunity to look at how we might want to approach this. So what I have here is I'm asking for a workshop just to kind of get your thoughts and get the thoughts of public and department heads, anybody else that wants to participate in kind of a look at, you know, a model here that might be potentially a good way to look at this. So I think what's important here is economic development is not just, you know, bringing in business, but that's a major part of it. And that's what brings our tax revenues into the county. But it's kind of the support. It's the infrastructure for businesses. It's the networking with the region. It's workforce development, retention. It's businesses at a tri-center as well as Virginia City, home-based businesses across the county. It's everybody. And what I'm hoping will happen is that this model I put in front of you, which is a draft, it's not a job description, it's not anything technical, but it kind of gives an idea what this model could look like. If community development, we were ultimately going to recruit a permanent director and get that business straightened out, would this board like the idea of creating not really a department head, but more of like a cabinet level or an officer, a person that would work in my office as economic development and retention? And these are the things that you see in this list here in the attached that this person might do. And I'm not going to read them all, but I wouldn't mind if you want just to highlight a couple key parts of this. The LEPSI that Laura Mather is working on at a Tri-Center is an emergency management tool, but it's also a community tool. And Tri-Center could benefit severely from having some kind of conduit that would bring community out there and allow those companies to know what each other do and help them not only in emergency management preparation, but also in helping each other with workforce development and other assistance. This is a person that could do the things we're talking about, like our new website is only a website without numbers, market trends and economic reports and data that new companies wanting to come in could look at and see where employment numbers are, see where things are, and then be able to get to organizations like Dieter that provide more in-depth analysis of those things. This person could be a PIO for economic development and business-related matters, could work on the website and social media with RAD strategies, provide community surveys, both in the business community and the residential community, really spend more time than our staff, including myself, have the time now to really get involved with a regional RTC down in Washoe County, look at rail and bus options and van pools and other types of things to a more in-depth discussion and more in-depth action that's happening currently. This person could help revitalize downtown VC. An example of that, there's a Main Streets program that's out there that provides all kinds of funding to go down and rehab your downtown, but it takes a lot of staff time and a lot of boots on the ground work to get through that. This person could take that over and then work with the VCTC and the planning department and others to coordinate and then get that funding. This person could lead and work with EDON, NNDA, and others, not only for getting businesses to the county and kind of latching on to those leads and getting them more to the site-specific details, but also could work with them on providing workforce training, certifications, and other things that these companies need. Bus tours that are provided out there, this person could do that. This person could review our ordinances and our fees and our programs and streamline them and make them better and easier to understand and navigate, and maybe even reduce or change or restructure. Federal recognized place, Tri-Center still needs federal recognized place status, means the USGS recognizes McCarran, Nevada as an actual community or a town. And then there's implications and benefits that come with that. This person could work with that. Person could work federally with our lobbyists on bills affecting economic development in our county. We still have an outstanding zip code for the Highlands and Mark Twain and the Fernley area that this person could really work with the Porter Group and others in Washington to try to take that next step. There's a downtown Virginia City parking study from 1992 that needs to be updated. Person could work on that and get that really up and modernized and up to par today so we can qualify for grants for changes. There's affordable housing and other programs through Community Chest that this person could work with to coordinate. There's the Gooseberry property in Virginia and Story County that is just an impossible property to get back onto the tax roll and get back into economic development. This person can help refacilitate redevelopment and cleanup of that property and get it out to where it'd be marketable. The NFI floodplain issues that Kathy's always talked about, this person can work with our local business community to get out of the floodplain and help navigate through bureaucracy. And that flowchart that you see down at the bottom is an example of what that might look like, where the economic officer brings companies in, community development, planning, and fire then do what they already do. They bring that company in, they go through the codes, they go through the necessary permitting and the planning that that company will need to do. Once you bring in the company, then this person comes back in and spends a lifetime with them and providing resources and connections and make sure that they're successful. And again, I really want to emphasize, this isn't about Tri-Center. It's not just about our big companies. I see the same exact need in Virginia City. I see the same need in Lockwood and these small businesses that need help too. And I think a person like this really would help meet all of those needs, take some of the strain off of existing departments and trying to facilitate them when needed. And probably just as importantly in this whole thing, it was brought to my attention, is if this person brings one company into the county, it can easily pay for itself just in that one move along. So at this point, I'm all ears on what you or anybody else want to bring up with this and whether you want to give direction to take this route or not.
All right, thank you, Austin. Is there any public comment regarding item number 21? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman?
So I would share with the group that I've been an advocate of identifying and bringing such a department on, Story County, and for many years. I've had the blessing of being able to work with all of our economic development authorities, NNDA and EDON and the governor's office of economic diversification and development, the governor directly. And if you take into consideration, there's so much that Austin just introduced, but think in terms of just TRI, not talking about the whole county, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., pretty much 7 days a week, they are the fourth largest community in the state of Nevada. A lot of folks don't realize that. The population is well over 25,000 people. And we're really in its infancy and its growth because the majority of the land hasn't been absorbed yet. It's owned. It has companies like, you know, we talked about this this nanotechnology company. They're looking at $5 billion worth of investment on 515 acres over the next short period of years. So tremendous investments, Tesla and Google and all those folks. And they all have hundreds and hundreds of acres to develop and companies to bring in and to manage, recognize that they're more part of Story County, that they don't belong to Washoe County, they don't belong to Reno. They belong in McCarran, Nevada, which is a part of Story County. And I think that a department head with qualifications to work with the governor and the economic development and develop the protocols and the foundational base to really present Story County to the quality and level that this county has achieved. And I think we deserve it. And I absolutely can tell you that that it would reward us greatly to have a really qualified group or department out there singing our praises and championing us and putting us in the world news. We are in the world news. I can tell you that Story County has been featured in every major newspaper in the globe, and the Wall Street Journal, and you just go on and on and on. And there's a tremendous story here to tell. And I think to get our arms around a focused group to work in that entire industry would be tremendous reward to the county over a period of time. So I really support the idea, Austin, 100%.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah, I agree as well. You know, I've been thinking a lot about kind of going forward, some of the, you know, the shifts in the relationship between different interested parties. And just for one example, you know, the role of the master developer out at TRI is shifting. And in the past, it was there was great synergy to have the master developer handle a lot of the economic development functions because it was natural. But as time goes on and that role changes, we've been able to piggyback or use some of the regional resources in some way, shape, or form. But that doesn't allow us to control the message and tell the story. And I don't think we want to disengage from those, but I think having an in-house resource to really bird dog those things, and the rest of us certainly can be involved as it's helpful, as much as it's helpful. But I think that having someone dedicated to that aspect of things internally makes a lot of sense. It also, I think, makes it easier because, you know, we've been kicking around ideas of, well, what if the person who's running the building department is also handling some of this, but that's a pretty tough bill to fill. I mean, to be good at, to know what you need to and have the qualifications on the building and permitting side, and then also to have the economic development focus. And so this would allow a little more specialization where you have someone who's really focused on keeping us on track with the brand, the speed, the flexibility, the helpfulness on the permitting side, and then someone else that, as the flowchart shows, brings them in, hands them off, and then comes back in after they've gotten through that process to provide support for development, the workforce development, further growth. I'm hesitant to grow the county apparatus structure too much or too fast, but when I look at something like this, I see a direct connection between the work they'd be doing and increased tax revenue and more success in economic development. And I see a direct connection to being able to offset the expense that would be involved by the activity that they're doing. So I'm incredibly supportive of something like this. I think also the idea of bringing it on, not with the expectation right away that it'll be a department head, that the department will grow. That's certainly an option in the future, but starting out with an expert, a sharpshooter, a person that can get in and start making a difference, and then we can evaluate without the expectation that it's going to grow into a whole team of people. And certainly that's something that can be reevaluated down the road, but we bring them in here, and then they're always on keeping their eye on those things and bringing it to our attention as needed. And I was thinking about, I attended remotely a Washoe County board meeting and a city of Reno council meeting this last week. And you know, what happens here is inextricably connected with what happens right next to us. And we don't really have anyone that has the time to be keeping an eye on those proceedings and making sure that if there are items of interest to us, that it's brought to our attention on a regular basis. And so having someone who can, that can be part of what they're doing, maintaining those relationships, I think that'll put us in good stead as well. So those are my thoughts on it. I think it's definitely something that we should look to implement.
I would expand on that just one other issue. I always think in terms of we always only have it to lose. You know, this last 20 years has allowed us to develop the county kind of back to the Comstock load of yesteryear and the profitability and the value of the reward. And so probably more than any other entity in the north part of the state, our county has its finger on the pulse of what's happening in the major industries of the world. And it's always concerned me that when Carson City meets every other year, they all come in with lots of ideas and not lots of new direction and approaches, but with really out the understanding of what it would take to be a comfortable, safe environment for all of these things that we're aware of to grow. And we really need to be able to defend that with quality information, depth of information, and have somebody or group that can carry that message into Carson City every 2 years. And probably protecting ourselves is as important as anything else we can do there, because they do amazing, unusual things. So I really support it, Austin.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to me, I'll simplify it. It gives us the opportunity to control our destiny.
Yep.
You know, it's not that these other organizations don't do a good job for us, but they have other counties to concern themselves with. And if we have somebody on staff that is looking out solely for Story County, I think it's a win-win situation. So, you know, I think you have your answer, but obviously, if you guys don't have anything else to say, a motion would be suitable at this time.
Sure, I'm happy to make that motion. So, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct staff to proceed on reorganization and or addition to certain county departments for the purpose of economic development and business retention, and to work with the Comptroller's Office on related budgetary matters, to seek future budgetary direction from the board as specified in policy.
Second that motion.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Sorry.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Did reach out. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Bringing us on to item number 22, which is discussion for possible action. Update, discussion, and provide direction to county staff and lobbyists regarding SCR 11, formerly BDR 1109 and 1148, Interim Legislative Committee to study innovation zone draft legislation and other properly related matters.
Mr. Chairman, if I may,
yes.
Lance Gilman here, and as I have done in all past meetings, because I have pecuniary interest with one of the parties that's involved in this issue, I'm going to recuse from discussing or voting at this point.
All right. I thought Joe was back.
Thanks. My hearing aids, the phone rings in them, and it's loud. I can't stop them.
No problem. Noted, Lance. Thank you. Austin?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Husband for the record. So really the only update we have at this point is you see attached to today's agenda is a letter from Blockchains to the governor dated September 30. And this letter here pretty much is self-explanatory that they are apparently going to withdraw from the committee to study innovation zones down in Carson City. And at this point, we're in receipt of this. We're communicating with folks on our side or lobbyists and others that are communicating with committee members. It does appear at this point that the committee will not meet again, but we're not sure about it. There isn't any official letter or anything that says they're going to meet, not going to meet, going to meet and just adjourn, whatever it is. So we're keeping an eye on that. But I would like to ask is regardless of the status of the committee or the status of innovation zones that we reaffirm the letter that this board, I believe on 12 occasions now, has reaffirmed that we still support all of the types of things that the folks want to do out at Tri-Center and otherwise as far as technological development and cryptocurrencies and blockchains and whatever other kind of technical kind of work, that we still support the smart city out at Painted Rock and the POD per our existing master plan and our codes. and that everything else in the letter still stays the same, and that would continue to do so, notwithstanding the status of this committee.
All right. Thank you for that, Austin. Let's go to public comment. Is there any public comment regarding item number 22? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you have anything to add to this?
Yeah, my only comment would be this. You know, I'm sure that this is, you know, the fact that this process will not go forward is probably disappointing for the proponents of the project. And I just want to reiterate that we are eager to engage and to see how we can help them be successful with their project and economic development plans. They are still the largest landowner in the county. And certainly there's a lot of common cause with some of the things that they want to do out there, and the door is certainly still open. And I think it's worth reiterating that, because we'd like to see them be successful. And I think really the only daylight between our position and theirs is that we see ourselves as the right partner to make that happen. And they thought it would be more effective to work directly with the state.
All right. Thank you for that. I don't have any comments regarding this item. So with that, we're going to do a motion again. Just keep us going.
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff, lobbyists, and professional services to continue appropriate research analyses and action on SCR 11, the Innovation Zone Interim Study, which will best protect and represent the county, to continue opposing separatist government concepts, and to promote economic and land development, including a PUD at Painted Rock, through existing legal framework in the 2016 Master Plan of Story County, regardless of the status of the Legislative Interim Committee.
All right, there's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again, Austin. Oh. Moving on to item number 23, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of business license second readings, A through F. Is there any public comment regarding the second reading? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business licenses listed as items A through F in our agenda.
There's a motion. Care to second?
I'll second.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving us on to item number 24. This is the second and final time of public comment. Sheriff Antonoro, you have the floor.
Good morning, commissioners. I was a little bit late and missed the public comment. So take my opportunity now. Just wanted to mention our annual spaghetti dinner that we held in Lockwood this past weekend. Great turnout from the community down there. Want to specifically thank Commissioners Carmona and Gilman for stopping in and gracing us with your presence. It was a great time. I think everybody enjoyed it. So we'll look forward to doing it again next year.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for putting that on. It was definitely a nice event. It was good to see everybody there. I think you improved your number of people served. I think it was probably close to 120 this time.
That's best calculations. Yeah, about 120 people.
All right. Well, again, great job. any other public comment?
With the quality of food, Sheriff, I'll be sure and be there next year as well.
There you go.
Thank you for the spaghetti. It's great.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Any other public comment? Going once, not seeing any, brings us to item number 25, adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 12:42. This meeting is adjourned. We'll see you in November.